Welcome to another BlindBargains.com audio podcast. Brought to you by the AT Guys, your assistive technology experts. Online at atguys.com. Now, here's JJ Meadow.
We are here at the AFB Leadership Conference with Dominic Mazur, the CEO, and Brad Fulkins, CTO of TapTapC. Welcome to Blind Bargains, and first of all, congratulations. TapTapC won an award here at the AFB Leadership Conference. So congratulations. You're going to accept that a little bit.
Thank you. Yeah, we're very, very honored and humbled to accept this award. It's definitely a real privilege and an honor.
Yes, thank you very much. It's great to be at this conference, great to see everyone here, and we're very honored to accept the award, as Brad mentioned.
And yes, there you go. So for those of you listening, Brad was the first voice you heard, and Dominic the second. So most of our listeners are probably familiar, but for those who may not be, just give us a quick summary of how you got into all of this and what TapTapC is.
Sure. So, you know, Brad and I, we worked together for the past decade. We are both internet entrepreneurs. We met about 12 years ago while studying computer science and mathematics at University of Illinois. So we were always into computers, always into technology. And we had about a decade experience developing internet websites and portfolios. Mm-hmm. And it was not until about 2 years ago that we got more into mobile and this whole idea of image recognition and, you know, identifying objects through a mobile device. So this is basically how TapTapC came about. We have two apps out. One of them is TapTapC, which is for the blind and visually impaired to kind of help this audience identify their surroundings. And the other one is for just everyday user, for the broad audience, and that's CamFind, which is a mobile visual search engine.
Okay. So was CamFind your original idea? The blind and visually impaired, was that something you thought of right away, or...?
Yeah, both of them we thought of actually really close together. Mm-hmm. We started off with TapTapC because we saw the immediate need for the use of an app that you could point it at anything and it will speak to you what's in front of you. So we thought that would be a really powerful tool for the blind and visually impaired community, and so we really put a lot of effort into that in developing this whole platform for image recognition and then the app itself. When we first started putting it together, it was a very basic app, and basically the way it worked is, you know, you'd point the iPhone at something, you'd tap twice, and it would take a picture, and then it would recognize the image and speak back.
Tap, see,
exactly.
And hence TapTapC.
Right.
Yeah. And in the first year version was a little bit confusing. And so what happened was we actually met with the Braille Institute, and they introduced us to some users that were both blind and visually impaired. And then we worked together closely with them to really see how the users used it and study them and really to develop an app that was as useful and as easy to use as possible.
Sure.
And then, you know, it just kind of went from there. Once we gave it back to the Braille Institute to show to their users, they started using it, and they told some people, and those people told some people, and then it's grown from there.
Did you do some research, like, at the time? There were other alternatives, some of which have kind of passed us by, Mobi, Invisiwiz, things like that, and try to differentiate yourselves from the others that are out there? Okay.
We did, cool. Yeah. One of the very first things we took a look at was usability and accessibility. And one of the things we noticed about some of the other apps is that they were complicated and cumbersome. And then the other thing we noticed, too, about Visiwiz in particular is that it seemed like it took a little bit longer for the search results to come, or not search results, sure, but for the results to come back. And so we wanted to make something that was both fast and accurate. And so we developed this back-end platform to do just that. And it obviously goes in tandem with our CamFind product in that regards. But the TapTapC app itself, we really wanted to differentiate by being as easy to use as possible and keep the features that most people would want instead of adding so many features that it would become cumbersome to use. Okay. So it's really been a balance.
Sure. Well, you have an iOS device here. So just for anyone who might not be familiar, perhaps you can just give us a quick demo of identifying something.
So maybe, Brad, you can take a picture of my left hand here, and we can see if it identifies.
There we go.
Double tap to open.
So I'm going to open TapTapC.
Okay.
TapTapC. repeat. Button. Take picture. Button.
Okay, so I'm going to take a picture here, and when the beep happens, that means it's in focus. So I'm just taking a picture of Dominic's hand.
Mm-hmm.
And in a second, it'll tell me what it is.
Picture two is left palm.
So the app identified Dominic's left hand.
How did it do that?
So we actually have a system in place that sends... So when you take a picture with the app, mm-hmm. it sends it off to this server, we call it, or service. And it's basically a combination of something called computer vision
yep.
and human crowdsourcing. So if computer vision can recognize the picture that you've taken with the app, then it gives you an answer as to what that picture is. But if it can't, we actually send it to humans, a group of humans that are our employees that identify the application, or I'm sorry, identify the object, and then they answer back in real time
okay.
what that is.
So that one was computer vision probably because it came back really fast? Or?
That actually might have been humans. Believe it or not, the humans are sitting there 24 hours a day, uh-huh. 7 days a week answering these queries. So anytime you take a picture, it's possible it could go to a human. And
so it's a platform, say like Mechanical Turk or something like that, where you're tracking down humans and
exactly. But yep. in this system, we actually developed this entire platform from ground up from scratch.
Okay.
And sort of like you mentioned with Amobi and VizWiz,
awesome.
They were just too slow and not accurate. So from ground up, we knew we would have to make this fast and accurate. So we actually put over 7,000 people through this extensive testing process
mm-hmm.
and screening process
awesome.
To make sure these people have a good broad knowledge
yeah,
about the world
fast.
And they can also type
yes.
fast.
Sure.
And this is the reason why you can get results back in under 12 seconds.
Okay.
And it's usually pretty accurate. With Amobi, you know, which doesn't exist anymore because that company got bought out by Yahoo.
Mm-hmm.
It was owned by IQ Engines. With Amobi, you would get something very generic, something like hand
right.
or arm, where we were able to tell you it's a left
yes.
palm, which
mm-hmm.
is much more descriptive.
Sure.
So that's really what we strive for. We believe it's a much more useful product if it's descriptive and it's fast. So, you know, the users don't have to wait 2 minutes to get their answer.
Okay. What are the differences between TapTapC and the CamFind app?
Sure, that's a good question. So CamFind is really designed to be something called a mobile visual search
mm-hmm.
engine. And the idea is, you know, in Google, you would type a search query, and when
right.
you type the search query, Google analyzes the text of millions of pages on the internet
sure.
and then returns a result based on that query. It's basically like a reverse index in a book.
Okay.
CamFind is designed to be a mobile visual search. And in mobile visual search, what we do is if you take a picture of an object,
mm-hmm.
then CamFind will analyze the photo and then it'll return back to you search results. So if you took a picture of a coffee cup, for example,
okay.
it would tell you where the closest Starbucks is. It would give you a history of coffee. It would give you a description. It really search results based on coffee.
So is it a little more limited as far as like if you were to take that same picture of his hand, it might not even recognize it at that point? Or?
Well, it actually, yeah. So in this case, in CamFind's case, what we're doing is we're looking mostly for products.
Okay.
And just because people tend to search for products. So if we took a picture of Dominic's hand,
mm-hmm.
we might see that he has a watch. And so in that case, we would return results for, you know, black wristwatches, black analog wristwatches. Now in TapTapC, what we're typically concerned with is the scene,
mm-hmm.
because we want to be able to describe the environment that's around you. So if you took a picture of, you know, we have this table in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
So if we took a picture, we would typically, with TapTapC, describe that there's a table, and or maybe if you took a picture in the other direction, you would see three men sitting
right.
at a table.
Sure.
Three handsome men sitting at a table.
Part of the reason I ask is that there's been a lot of discussion in the community lately about specific apps for the blind community versus mainstream, but it sounds like in this case it really is two different apps with two different goals. It's not necessarily just a blind version of the same app.
Exactly. So even though we use similar backend image recognition,
mm-hmm.
for the humans that are working on TapTapC, we give them different directions.
Right.
So we tell them, please describe the entire scene, don't just look for a product.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why if you took a picture of us, it would be, you know, three young men sitting on a brown leather couch instead of, you know, the description of Brad's suit right here.
Okay.
Because that's much more useful for visually impaired users. If they know the entire scene in front of them. So this is the real benefit of using TapTapC as opposed to CanFind.
Mm-hmm.
Not only is the accessibility and usability in place, but it's also tailored specifically for this audience. It's tailored just for the blind and visually impaired.
Sure. Speaking of tailoring the results, I had a bit of an anecdote from a friend who was trying to get some specific information about a product, in particular a model number. And she had a creative solution where she actually wrote on a little post-it note, "model number please," next to a picture of a digital recorder, thinking that might work. And the result that came back was a digital recorder with a post-it note that says "model number please."
Yeah.
which is correct. But so the question came up, was there ever going to be a time or perhaps a possibility where someone could ask a more specific question, like, you know, what is the thermostat set to, or what is the model number of this device, or have you thought about, you know, how to extend the platform in that direction?
Yeah, we've actually gotten that input a lot, and we are working on, we call it bi-directional communication, mm-hmm. with the back-end platform, and that's something that we're considering and working on and experimenting with. We don't have a very good solution for it yet, but everything we do when it comes to the TapTapC app, we take a lot of time to very carefully consider what we put into it, just mm-hmm. to make sure that everything that's in there is as useful as possible and we don't add too much, which may just detract from its usability.
Yeah, and some of those features are already sort of in place. Because when we give directions to our human taggers, we kind of tell them, ask yourself the question, if you were a blind user and you took this photo, what would you want to know? So in certain scenarios, maybe if that particular user retook that photo again, mm-hmm. maybe somebody would get it and they would actually give her the model number. Because we see examples where somebody takes a picture of a thermostat and our app will actually tell them what it's set to instead of just saying a white, you know, whatever model,
right,
thermostat.
Right, there'll be like a white thermostat set to 68 degrees.
Exactly.
With TapTapC. Sure. With CamFind, what would probably happen is you would get the model make and
that's funny. Maybe that person should have used CamFind in the situation and got the recorder with the.
Yeah. Well. So for CamFind, we would have told them the product, the model, the make. And for TapTapC, typically the result they would have gotten back is maybe that it was a thermostat and it was set to 69 degrees.
Is CamFind accessible in just, you know, rudimentary sense at least? Or
CamFind, we have put accessibility mm-hmm. features into it.
Right.
It's not designed. iOS features. That for accessibility, it's not quite as accessible, though, in our opinion, as TapTapC, just because it was TapTapC was designed from the ground up,
right,
with accessibility in mind.
Sure. Talk a little bit about, of course, guys, definitely were much talked about a couple months ago when you decided to change your pricing model. Which I wonder, was that planned all along? Obviously, you have to make money as a company, but. Describe a little bit about that whole process,
sure.
your current pricing model, and some of the feedback that you got from that.
Sure, yeah. Well, you know, our ultimate goal is to actually have TapTapC for free. And one of the things that we really, really wanted to do from the beginning was make enough profit off of CamFind in order to make TapTapC completely free for all the users.
Mm-hmm.
But over time, what began to happen, obviously, is, you know, we've incorporated human crowdsourcing along with computer vision. Is computer vision is very cheap in that it's, you know, algorithms and software answering questions. With human crowdsourcing, it's not free. Right. And so there's a lot of manual or human labor involved in answering the queries, which, you know, obviously costs money. We got to a couple of points where we were so low on cash, we actually considered just shutting things down. But mm-hmm. then we thought, okay, well, you know what, if we do charge for this and people find this a useful service, then, you know, they can continue using it. And over time, what we are actually actively pursuing is grant money.
Mm-hmm.
And because we think grant money would be something that we could use to continue the service, but, you know, not necessarily have to charge as much for, or okay. even as, you know, charge at all. So
yeah, I mean, just to be clear, the last thing we would ever want to do is shut the service down.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, currently we're pretty financially stable. We received funds from investors. Mm-hmm. So, you know, TapTapC is definitely here to stay and it's going to be around and it's just going to improve, you know, every week. But, you know, very early on, we had some weeks where we couldn't even make payroll. So we had to make this decision. We needed to start charging in order to keep the service around. So even though that was the last case resort, mm-hmm. it was a way to keep the product around. And as Brad mentioned, you know, there's a significant cost in paying these people to look at photos each day and tag these photos. So actually, the margin of profit that we receive is very small. It costs us about 5 cents to process each image. Mm-hmm. And with the larger packages, we actually don't even make a profit. So, you know, we're at a loss, but we still, we still want people using the product.
Sure.
So
it's $100 for $7.99. Is that the current price? Or
yeah, I mean, especially when we include, you know, all the office overhead and everything else.
Well, of course, yeah. Obviously, there's more cost than just the actual image, and then if one that comes back is not correct, you know, you gotta, you know, account for that. And, you know, there's a lot of other variables.
Yeah, but our long-term vision is definitely to have TapTapC free eventually. I mean, it's either after we receive grant money, as Brad mm-hmm. mentioned, or maybe if CamFind becomes so successful where we can use the profits from CamFind to fund TapTapC in the future, mm-hmm. since that's more of a broad consumer product. So that's what we're hoping for. We can't promise this is going to happen, but, you know, we would love to do that because we believe it's a tool that everybody that is blind and visually impaired should be able to use, and they shouldn't really be charged a lot for it or anything for it.
Have you talked to any of the mobile carriers or others who may be in a position to include that as part of their software?
You know, that's a very good question, and something we might have... We actually was contacted by Samsung to potentially be part of the Android platform for CamFind quite some time ago, and this was before we had a CamFind version out for Android. So it's definitely something we consider in the future. We've been working on getting in front of Apple to potentially be an integration in Apple products, you know, iOS. But it's something that we would definitely love to be, you know, in part of the platform, because we think that'd be a really powerful way to incorporate the tool.
Google was demoing Glass this morning.
That's
great. Certainly be an intriguing long-term down the road idea.
Yeah, there's a couple of we actually have a couple different companies using our API. We actually also publish a commercial API for other people that might have ideas mm-hmm. for apps that they want to build, you know, either on Google Glass or on iOS or on Android, or, you know, anything that they can come up with. We have a web-based API that...
And just to be clear, an API is something that outside companies can plug into in order to utilize our image recognition. Brad loves the techie language here, since he's our CTO. But the reason for this API is so other companies can use our image recognition and you know, develop products with it. So, you know, one of the things we're very excited about is these developers that are developing products with Google Glass. Mm-hmm. So there's definitely some software and some products on the way that will use TapTapC's image recognition on Google Glass, and we're very excited about those applications.
So CamFind is currently available on Android, but TapTapC is not. Is there any plans to change that?
Yeah, we're actively working on a version of TapTapC for Android, and we're hoping it actually will be done fairly soon. We're looking at about maybe 2 months from now, finally getting that finalized. So we're going to make an announcement when it's done, but we're really excited about that.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's on its way. The programmers are working very hard on it. And, you know, we're expecting about, you know, 1 to 2 months, and it's going to be on Android. So this way we're going to have iOS covered, Android covered, which is, you know, basically 80-90% of, you know, smartphones out there. So we're very excited about that.
Yeah.
Besides TapTapC and CamFind, anything else in the near future? What's the future look like for the company?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. Well, we're always experimenting with new things. Right now, our focus has really been on CamFind and TapTapC, mostly because it's taken a considerable amount of effort to get it to this point, and we really want to see it go, you know, quote unquote, all the way.
Right.
So our focus is on that right now, but once we get it to a point where it's really got a lot of good acceleration, you know, we'll start to experiment with other things too.
Yeah, but as far as, you know, other products for the company, it's really interesting you're asking this us now, because just today I got an email from Brad about this app that he wants to create. So Brad, if you might want to share the idea that you had, and this idea actually came about from you watching the people here at the conference. So I think this is really exciting potential.
Yeah, you know, I just noticed, you know, people walking around the conference, and I thought, okay, well, you know, let's say you go walk into a room and there's a bunch of people in the room. How do you know if there are people in the room that you know? So I thought it would be really cool for you to walk into a room and have an app tell you, okay, Brad's in here, Dominic's in here, and Brad is 10 steps to your left.
So this is interesting to me, because you're not the first to bring this up, but others have thought about this, and sometimes there's privacy concerns that come up. Google Glass, and again, back to them again, in their TOS specifically says we will not do face recognition. So how do you get around the privacy concerns? Would you use someone's personal, say, Facebook photos and maybe go that route? Or
We wouldn't make it based on image recognition. In this case, we'd probably do a lot with GPS and hyperlocal location awareness. You know, it's actually an interesting technical problem, because GPS can only go down to a certain number of meters in terms of accuracy, and it certainly consumes a lot of power when we do that. For example, there's some things we do in CamFind with geolocation, and the more accurate we made it, we noticed that it would really just consume the battery life like crazy. So there's a certain amount of geolocation technology we would incorporate in that. But yeah, we wouldn't do anything with facial recognition, mostly because facial recognition is it's very real and it's very possible, but it does take a considerable amount of computer resources to do facial recognition. And the bigger the database of faces that you want to recognize, the slower it gets.
Yeah, so basically this would just be for the friends in your network. Okay. So friends that opted in to be part of the service. So, you know, if you want to know where your friend John is, you know, you can go to the app and it will tell you where John is currently located, because John agreed to be in contact with you through the app, social network.
How would that differ from, say, Find My Friends or something that's out there now?
Well, it's Find My Friends is definitely a good example of that. And But Find My Friends is a little bit more broad. And a lot of these apps that do this sort of geolocation use networks of geolocation networks, for example, the satellites or, you know, basically GPS, to get your location. The problem with that is that it's a little bit too broad. So the radius of recognition is a little bit too wide. And so it's hard in this case, like a conference, to know if you walk into a room, is somebody 10 feet away from you, you know?
Okay.
Whereas you would know with a lot of those services that, you know, it's very likely that they're in the same building or maybe the same city block, but you may not know that they're in the same building.
So how would you get around that, Bluetooth 4 or Wi-Fi, or is there some other way to do it? Or
yeah, there's a couple, there's one technology with GPS that makes it slightly more accurate, and that's something that we were just playing around with. The other thing is, there's some near-field Bluetooth that we would look at, and then also there's, you know, the iPhone does a little bit with this right now in utilizing Wi-Fi access points to really triangulate an area a little bit better. But those are just some of the things we've been kind of brainstorming with.
Okay, great. If people want to get more information about the app or download it, what's the best way to do all that?
Sure. So the best thing to do is to go into the App Store on iOS and look for TapTapC. It's TapTapSee with no spaces.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can search for CamFind, which again is a little bit of a different product. It's a search engine versus a tool for you to recognize the scene around you. But TapTapC is in the App Store. It's available now. And then on Android, it'll be coming soon, hopefully within the next month or two.
Great. And you guys have a website?
Yeah, we have a website. It's taptapcapp.com is the website. We also have a Twitter presence. The hashtag is taptapc.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a social media presence on Facebook. And again, it's taptapc. We have a Facebook page there. So, you know, we're pretty much all over the web there.
All right. Hey, thank you so much again. Congratulations on the award. And
thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. And, you know, we really hope that this award will spread the word about TapTapC. More people will start using it. And, you know, we're excited for the future of TapTapC.
Great. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Blind Bargains is your home for the latest assistive technology news and reviews. Visit us at blindbargains.com or follow Blind Bargains on Twitter for the inside scoop.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys. Copyright 2014.